It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday. It is race day, but it's kind of a different racing week atmosphere.
Happy July 4th, everybody. Happy Independence Day.
We don't have lacrosse tonight, but Paul, we've got other racetracks.
Paul, don't do that. We can get the production staff to put that stuff behind us.
This is a Midwest Race Report on 101.3 AM 1460 WBOG, BogCountry.com, also on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
I'm radio man Dan Dyker. Along with me is Paul the Penguin Wright, Billy Doc Niles, and yeah, this is kind of a different atmosphere because we raced on Thursday night at La Crosse.
Big fireworks display.
Oh, you should have seen it at Smash-O-Rama.
I heard good things about
that
it.
That was outstanding.
Yeah, and Thursday night was, you know, like the only, you know, La Crosse County canceled all their fireworks. So Thursday night at La Crosse Fairground Speed was basically the only live big fireworks production you could find. So,
huge show at Toma last night.
Yeah, nice Toma was
for,
awesome.
For Greg Oliver. And then today, if you're not doing nothing and you want to see fireworks, then do what I'm doing. I'm going to be heading to Dells Raceway Park right after the show is done. Paul Reichert and I are going to head down there. I will be announcing the Vintage Series and the six cylinders on the marquee at Dells Raceway Park, round one of the Tundra Super Late models, and I can't wait to see the complete entry list.
Yep, the Carl Wagner Memorial, as of now, we haven't even seen the entry list yet, so it's going to be a big surprise. I know at least one person who has publicly stated he will be there tonight, and that's Jeff Storm. And Stormy had that new car out last week, and kind of struggling on his way. I think he would have got 10th or 11th last week. Not happy with it. Struggled all day. But, hey, struggling and you get 10th or 11th out of that crowd last weekend, that's something to hang your hat on.
Well, Derek Krause will be there, so that's going to be great to catch up with him again. He's coming off that top 10 finish last weekend at Pocono in the truck. And Derek's always a threat to win, especially at Dells Raceway Park. I have not heard the rumblings with Ty Majeski yet, but the trucks run this weekend, correct?
No.
I didn't think they did, because if they don't, there's a rumbling that Ty will be there tonight because he's going to be in town for a big race that's coming up in the state next week.
If they did run, they'd be running at IRP today, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
of a truck race. Next one is Kentucky.
Yeah, so
yeah, so I bet you Ty's going to be at Dells tonight.
Mike
Litchfield. Probably see Johnny there, too.
Johnny may be there. Yeah. Travis may be there. Huh? Mike Litchfield will be there. Steve Litchfield will be there. I mean, it's going to be – and there's a couple of newcomers. I've been watching the Tundra Super Late Model Series Facebook page over the past couple of weeks. It's J.J. Is it J.J. Olson? Is a newcomer, but the guy's got track records from all these different racetracks he's ran before, and he's going to run as a rookie. Mm. And, of course, we'll see the complete once we get on the road to Dells Raceway Park. But why not spend 4th of July right in your backyard? You got nothing else going on. We're going to make it 3 days in a row. My voice doesn't sound too bad for announcing two nights in a row.
Yeah, you're doing good so far. But, you know, and, of course, if you're, you know, in the southern part of the state or, you know, even in Illinois, Rockford is finally back up running. They're going to be running tonight. Also, our friends at Jefferson down there outside of Madison. That is sad what's going on down there.
Yeah, hey, Madison's not opening. Elko was supposed to open
today. Yeah, Elko
today.
Was supposed
They're
to open today.
Opening.
Yeah, that is sad. So, hey, we got to thank our 2020 advertising partners for joining us again this year. Big Boar Barbecue up here in West Salem. You know, those of you coming into town for Oktoberfest, you got to check this out. My God. This stuff is delicious. Voted number one in the county for, what, 3-4 years in a row now? Best barbecue around.
I think it's 4 or 5.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's a phenomenal. And they have great breakfast, too. TACU Credit Union, proud partner of Toma Sparta Speedway out there just outside of Toma. JNL Collectibles, NorthStarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, surprise, and the really cool threads that we get to wear for TV and around the area. Midwest Race Connection. And here we go, Julie Diker. Get ready. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
And courtesy of J&O Collectibles, by the way,
yes.
I had the opportunity to present Eckelberg Racing Thursday night at the La Crosse Speedway with a huge envelope full of over $700 that was collected for Chloe.
Oh, their auction, yes.
From J&O Collectibles. So I got a picture taken with Jamie Hurd and I when we did that at La Crosse last weekend.
That was so cool.
And then, of course, the presentation. So that was really cool. Talking about La Crosse, good race Thursday night. Twin 20s coming up. And, of course, without Elk opening this weekend, there were some cars we didn't expect to show up. But going to be interesting to see what happens for the rest of the year because Jacob Gady ventured out. A matter of fact, he was out of state here a couple of weeks ago. And then ran away from La Crosse this past weekend. Going to be interesting to see what happens if, in fact, they do open up in Elko, whether he comes back. Because you're looking at Steve Carlson, Nick Mergic, Steve Bachman, and Billy Mowen. I would guarantee they're all going to be here for the rest of the year. Bachman only, 30 points out of first place.
Well, we know Carlson and Bachman are going to be here for sure. Billy Mohn, kind of a toss-up. I mean, he's just starting to come around out here at La Crosse. He kind of a bad first week, but lit it up the second week and third week, and he's pretty much in contention now. Gady, that's another question. Is he going to go back and defend his track title if they ever do open up there, or is he just going to stay here in La Crosse and just keep the momentum and win a championship at another track? So lots of questions surrounding these top guys here.
Fantastic point race going on at La Crosse, of course. Brandon Gallagher, Caleb Harney, Jason Boaster are all nip and tuck in the point standings. Billy's favorite class is going to be the
minivans.
One to watch this year.
Oh.
Minivans, after Smash Arana, John Huebner and Chris Larson are tied for first. Dave True Jr. with his first ever feature win is
three
back.
How about my boy Dave True Jr. last week?
Keith Larson is only four back.
That is amazing. You know, first of all, much, much love and praise to Dave True Jr.
And my daughter's Aztec, by the way.
Yes, well, it looks much better painted up, doesn't it?
No one's giving him credit of where did he originally find that car from. It was my daughter's original Aztec, thank you.
But, I put a post on Facebook this week how cool it is. You know, we love throwback cars, tribute cars. We love the vintage series. But, man, when you paint up a vintage car in honor of your late father and you put it in Victory Lane and in Feature Victory Lane, that is something special. So congratulations, my buddy Dave True Jr.
Of course, I was only at La Crosse. I think the first 2 years I started La Crosse, his dad actually was still running that Hornet taxi cab.
Yeah, between the Dells and La Crosse. Yes, he was.
So good to see Dave pick up a win there. We had a great time at Smash-O-Rama, by the way. I do want to thank some individuals. We want to thank Adam Thien and John Langus from the Big ATV Air Tour.
That was cool.
That was awesome. I mean, they had their own announcers, so I actually got to sit back.
I got to admit,
Tyler Mitchell, and we were watching this thing and filming it from the winner's circle, laughing like kids.
On TV, he sounded like Panier. Sorry, dude.
Oh, man, that's rough. So I want to thank both of them for coming out. I ran into his wife at a box store the next day, had a nice talk with her, the gal from Australia.
Oh, yes.
Did you know in Australia, because my wife was like, I love your accent. She goes, but I tell you what, if you come to Australia, we love yours. I didn't know that Americans' accents were so, we get gigged on hearing someone from Australia, New South Wales, or somewhere like that. It's totally different when you go down there, which is kind of cool.
Where do they meet somebody from Mississippi or Louisiana?
Also want to thank Mechanical Mischief driver Josh Baumgartner and Brad Shippert, who drove against the grain from Dixon, Illinois, our monster truck drivers last week. And congratulations, one of the best boat race entries we have ever seen. Jared Novak came out in his Explorer that was painted up like a duck, and he had three jet skis that were attached to it, all painted up like ducklings. It
MR
was
Ducks.
Way cool to see.
MR Ducks. That was
pretty
awesome.
I call them the three little duckies.
That was pretty cool. So congratulations to those guys. Hey, we're going to talk a lot of Schott racing today. They've got three competitors racing all over the place. They've got Austin Schott, who's having a remarkable season. Bill Schott, who's moved into a sportsman. And Alex Rood. We're going to have all of them coming up on the show today. Paul's got his race rewind coming up. And then Bill and I are going to tell you about what's all going on tonight at Dells Raceway Park. That's all coming up on a loaded 4th of July show. Oh, happy birthday, Hallie. It's my granddaughter's 8th birthday today.
Oh, how cool is that? Happy birthday, America, too.
All right, we'll be right back. Lots to come on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer here at Toma Erie Credit Union, telling you to make your home work for you. Use your home's equity to jumpstart your home improvement projects this summer. Apply today at TACU for a 12-month introductory rate of 1.99% annual percentage rate with no closing costs or fees. After 12 months, rates as low as 3.99% APR. Call 608-372-4736 for details about credit costs and terms. TACU is an equal housing opportunity lender.
Making a difference.
Tonight at Dell's Raceway Park, the Tundra Super Late Model start their series with a 75-lap feature. The Sportsman and Northern Vintage Racing Series kick off more racing action. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highway 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on dellsraceway.com. The Tundra Super Late Models and spectacular fireworks tonight at Dell's Raceway Park.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back. It's the Midwest Race Report on 101.3 AM 1460 WBOG, BogCountry.com, the TuneIn app.
Love the TuneIn app.
Very seldomly do we have enough show where we usually have one or two, three guests on. They're all varying. They run different classes. We're going to do that today. But these three are all running out of the same stable this year, and this would be our good friends with Shot Rude Racing. And first up to the microphone by the draw of Paul Penguin Straw would be Alex Rude, who runs Hobby Stocks. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You guys were one of the fortunate ones to get a racing smoker in this year. I mean, matter of fact, yours was the very first one I did this year.
Oh, my wife bought a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah, she did.
we got a lot of use out of them cornhole boards.
Good.
Yeah, luckily you guys were the one of, I think, what I did yours, I did Sam Niles, and I did
Matt Henderson's.
I'm camping this weekend, and we have them bad boys out. We got people coming over to play with us.
Nice. How much are you paying them to play with you?
Well, I just leave a $100 bill taped out there.
Paul's like, gee, he didn't slam on me for once. You're coming up, Paul.
Yeah, the interview ain't over.
Alex running top five in Hobby Stocks at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and it running more interesting at the Toma Sport of Speedways. You're 9 points behind Austin Schott, who's coming up next on the radio program, who's also one of your teammates.
Yeah, and he's in our new car, too, so it's kind of aggravating, but still, it's going to be a good shootout for the championship, I think.
How can you be aggravated being a rookie?
He's a rookie.
Oh, he's the rookie.
Yeah, he's the rookie.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's been showing him the way around. Coming, and we're going to talk about that. Remember in the next segment to ask Austin about that beautiful, beautiful ride he used to have last year. I don't know why he didn't get best appearing car. We're going to have to make sure to bring that up.
Right, hang on, let me make that note here. Austin, beautiful car.
And talk about nice-looking cars, man. I tell you what, you guys have just cleaned the slate this year. I think you and Austin have topped Bill Schott on the appearance of what his car looks like, because you guys came out, and that vinyl job is outstanding.
Yeah, it turned out awesome.
Is that a Bobby Frisch?
Mine's Bobby Frisch, and so is the Caprice also. So
why is it that all the good-looking cars up here always have Bobby Frisch on them? Usually it's the out-of-towners that come up, because Bobby's down around the Madison area, right?
Rockford.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get hooked up with him?
Racing down there, and that's who usually does that's what our vinyl gets done last year.
Okay.
Bill, that's who usually does his, and just.
We'll probably get the definite explanation from Bill later in the show then, right?
I just like how it turned out, you know, the bubble letters, and just it just pops, and that's what we were aiming for.
It does. And I like the colors. You got that maroon going on with that blend of gold and blue, and I just
think
it
that's just a sweet looking ride, yeah.
You've had some struggles at the La Crosse Speedway this year. Matter of fact, Austin is in front of you there. Boy, you guys are going to have a lot of bragging rights coming around Thanksgiving time this year with the rookie sitting on top of you. That's why he's so frustrated. He's getting beat by Austin at two different tracks.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you be? Oh, that's
what
right.
Do they, what do they call that thing, a chrome bumper?
You've never raced.
The chrome horn?
Yeah, the chrome horn. Yep.
But lacrosse is obviously a different caliber of a puppy. You've got some more experienced hobby stock drivers out there. Not to take away what's been going on at Toma, but your driving style, I think, has really, really come into play at Toma more than it has lacrosse this year.
Yeah, and lacrosse has always been trouble for me to drive. I've just always had problems with the dip there. Just something I have to overcome. You know, ever since I hit the wall last year coming out of the dip, it's just been, it's in my head mostly.
Hey, Bill and I get over the dip, Paul Riker. We've overcame that, and look where we are right now.
Paul, I told you his button is right there, Paul. Just go ahead and push it. There you go.
So what is it about Toma, though, that you make it look so successful?
What do you mean, successful?
I mean, the way you drive is just, you found a line early on at that place. Of course, now you guys have been having the car in the shop to try to find some more horsepower. But you seem to glide around that track a little bit easier than you do at lacrosse.
Just a little bit longer shoot. More control there. I've turned a lot more laps in Toma than lacrosse.
Now, to me, it appears like Toma is a little more of a finesse track. You got to pretty much drive with an egg under the pedal.
Yep.
Whereas lacrosse, you can get a little more speed, especially going into 3 and 4. But you know, Toma just seems to be a little more finesse and handling track.
Yep, exactly. And I think that hit it right on the head with that one.
Talking with one of actually 4 members, I should say, of Shot Rude Racing, because Tyler Stuber is also racing this year. He's got the deputy car that everybody thought was your son.
The Bill Niles tribute car is what we're calling that. You know how many text messages I got when that car came
out? Oh, I'm sure. I thought it was pretty cool when that first came out this year. You guys have, this is, I think, the largest team you've had now since Shot Rude Racing has came about.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's nice to have a bunch of cars out there and we can all help each other out. And one has problems, we all pitch in and get it done.
Are you finding out that more teams are looking at you guys now because the respectability is there, your names have gotten up there, and your racing is fantastic?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I would hope people look at us that way, and we try to always help people out, and we have put people in our cars before, and, you know, it might be an option this year, too, yet. You know,
would you ever put the Penguin in one of your cars?
I might.
Well, you are brave.
Hey, in August, I get to hot lap Larry Bolster, Sportsman, so why don't you do his in August? You can hear Bill shot in the back.
There's some chirping in the background.
It's all right. Your time's coming up, Fire Marshal Bill. You're good.
Two segments to go to respond to this.
Goals for this year. Obviously, you're in the hunt, along with Andy Moore, which is kind of cool, right there in the hobby stock class at Toma Sparta. You're just looking at a dead championship right there, whether he's a teammate or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to shoot it out best we can do. You know, I'm going to help him on his car. He's going to help me on mine. We're going to turn out and just see who races the best and see what outcome comes out.
And at lacrosse, anything can happen. I mean, it's Gallagher, Hardy, and Bolster right now. Those three are going to gun after each other. Then you're chasing Austin again. But to get a top 5 at lacrosse is still respectable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got pretty much two breakaway packs here with lacrosse. You got the top three you just mentioned right there, and you're making gains at lacrosse, but like you said, it's not one of your Where do you think you need to improve other than hitting that dip? Where do you need to improve at lacrosse?
I just need to throw it in and just start driving and not be scared of the car.
That's an honest answer right there.
Yeah, it is.
That is a real honest answer. Yeah.
Paul, you got anything to throw in here before we close out the segment? Yeah, we caught him with his
Jeez, Paul.
We caught him with his britches down. See, that's what happens when you nap in the segments, as Kevin Ramsey would put it.
I hope you talk more when your segment comes up.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about who you got, who your advertising partners are for this year.
You guys normally have a bunch.
Yeah, I have a bunch. We all have.
Oh, wait,
a bunch.
Bill, what's that in his hand?
That is not a Jonathan Eichelberg approved device.
Now, we have so many, I might miss some, and Bill might miss some, too.
Well, between the three of you, you're going to nail them all because you're all going to get a shot at it. I said shot.
That was good. I'll fist bump you.
Thank
that
you.
Was good.
Thank you very much.
Well, we got Reinhardt Food Service. We have Bobby Frisch from Frisch Designs, J&L Collectibles, John Scott Racing Engines, Apps Computer, Joe Rude Trucking, Elsie's, and the Shot Repair, and then also Days In, where we had our smoker at.
Oh, wait a minute. Reinhardt Food Service. Mr. TV star right here.
I've never seen him on TV.
Right.
Yeah, and you guys are invited back every year to the Days In to hold your smoker. I think we've just got enough space for it now. People like it being out there, and And you guys are just one big racing family getting together.
You know, when they had their smoker, the wife and I literally had just gotten off the plane from Daytona.
Oh, and I just booked your room, too.
We came right from the airport, right to the motel, and I'm not bringing my wife to your smoker anymore. She spent a lot of money.
Well, I liked it. She can come
every
year.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, you want some cornhole boards. I was going to go after. Dave Trouton made me, a guy that he knows, made me some vinyl ones last year with the Packers, the Brewers, and the Badgers, and the American flag on it. So I was looking at his, and you and I were standing over by the bar, and you're like, Diker, don't even think about it, because I was bid on everything.
Yeah, I mean, we got the really cool cornhole boards. We got a Coleman lantern that we're using with the camper also.
Yep.
And I think we won a six-pack of Coke that had a bottle of booze taped to each one
and
of them.
And you know he won that lantern when I visited the little boys' room. I was out and gone after that, too, for my camper. Yeah, he cleaned up for camping this year. Alex Rood won 1/4 of the four team member, almost five, which we're going to do some
breaking
news. We'll
call it 4.5.
We're going to do some breaking news here later in the program. Shotroad Racing, you guys are simply outstanding, man. It's fun to call your races and continue good luck this year.
All right, thank you.
All righty, when we come back, the man that's sitting in front of him, both at La Crosse and Toma, Austin Schott's going to join us on the Midwest Race Report.
O'Reilly. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference. Every day.
Here we go, door handle to door handle with Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Race Report at 101.3 AM 1460 WBOG. Got some fantastic sponsors helping us out this year.
Gotta love Big Boar Barbecue right here in West Salem, Wisconsin. Voted number one in La Crosse County for
Now, when you guys have your smoker at my joint next year, you ought to get Big Boar on board. There's something to think about.
That'll make your kitchen happy.
Yeah. I'm sure Jerry would help us out a little bit right there.
Our friends at TACU Credit Union, backers of the six cylinders at Toma Sparta Speedway, J&L Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, the Midwest Race Connection, the Midwest number one racing paper, and, of course, O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
You know, how many times am I going to mess up announcing in the Dells this afternoon and say the TACU six shooters since the six cylinders running in the Dells for the first time?
Yeah. Hey, is your wife coming with you?
She knows she doesn't go to races.
Well, you could sing to her. Oh,
no way.
O'Reilly.
I'm driving with Paul. He sings to me.
Auto Parts. Paul.
Matter of fact, the past two times Paul's driven to the Toma Sparta Speedway, he's been jamming up the Beastie Boys.
Paul talks for one segment and squeezes in a couple of questions. I don't think he talks that much.
But well, yeah. you totally missed what I said. He listens to the Beastie Boys.
I'm just trying to ignore that.
He looks like a Conway Twitty kind of a guy.
No, I don't.
I'm just waiting for throw him up. Yeah, I want to hear him do some dry rhymes. One of these days, he's going to bust out some rhymes for me.
He's going to paint his face and come in as Gene Simmons one day.
No, our next guest is going to be trying to come in first. Not only at one racetrack, but two this year. He's the current point leader in the hobby stocks at the Toma Sparta Speedway. And he's also in fourth at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway in the hobby stocks. He's also leading rookie of the year points at both. And that would be Austin Schott. What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me here.
Man, you talk about Bill and I like talk. We like first-time winners. I like announcing them at racetracks. But we also like talking about drivers that not only, I mean, this isn't even come close to a comeback driver of the year because he hasn't been out there long enough, but a turnaround year for a guy that had a horrible year last year.
Yeah.
You've just come out blazing, man.
That's total turnaround from last year.
Yeah, well, I thank Dad and Alex a lot for it. It wasn't even planned for me to race this season, and I wasn't going to get in a six-cylinder, and the opportunity arose for me to get in the Caprice and couldn't turn it down.
He called it Caprice. I love it.
I like that. It's not a Monty.
It's not a Capri. It's a Caprice.
It's a Caprice. Oh, and then remember in segment two, I had you write a note down over there, Bill.
Oh, yes, I did. Hang on here.
Talking about a six-cylinder.
Austin, that's a beautiful car. What the heck?
That's still in my backyard if you want me to bring it back out.
Was that a Grand Prix?
That was a Grand Prix.
Exactly.
That was Alex's rookie car. That was the first car he ran.
That thing was ugly.
I won five races with that.
You won three in a row, didn't you, at Toma?
Five. I won four at Toma
and it's
one
in the
at La Crosse.
And it looks like a monster truck demolished it, but he was still getting it done. You talk about last year's car compared to this year. I mean, there's no comparison. This year's car just looks like something you've been driving for the past six or seven seasons.
Well, the car that I have now is four extra cylinders, so it's a lot better.
Always helps.
Yeah.
See, now Paul told me that when we took the training wheels off of his big wheel, he felt like he had more power.
Well, you got to learn how to balance first.
That's the tipping part. But, Dan, you don't call them, you know, bumps, wrinkles, or banks. You call them experience.
Yeah,
it's an experienced vehicle.
It is. I mean, you come up to the tower, I think, at Toma after the first three or four races, and I'm always expecting him to come up and stand right over my right shoulder and go, what'd you think of that? I'm losing things to say, man, because besides last Friday night at Toma, you're getting better and better, and you're getting things figured out, and you've got the point lead.
Yeah, I'm excited to run for rookie at both tracks. Championship isn't in my sight. Whatever happens, happens. It wasn't a goal set for me, so if it happens, it happens. I'm glad that.
And that's the thing. How many rookies expect to win a championship in their first year? Nobody ever does.
I can't remember the last time a rookie has won a championship. Maybe Gibb Sharp and the Sportsman back in the early 90s. He'd be the last rookie I remember winning.
Paul, any recollection?
Not that I can recall.
Yeah, I don't see that's in the conversation.
So we brought this up with Alex in the last segment, and we'll bring it up with you. The difference between the two tracks, I mean, I brought it up to Alex that La Crosse, you can use a little more power where Toma is more finesse. What track is best suited for your style of driving? Or obviously, it looks like both of them, maybe.
I like Toma because I have more experience there. La Crosse, it was mainly the boat races, trailer races. You know, I never really did a lot of racing there. I do like La Crosse. I just have to figure out the lines. You know, Gallagher has gave me a couple bumper taps to tell me to pick a line. But I like La Crosse. You know, Toma, I've ran a couple years now. So
okay.
La Crosse is a track that I do want to learn how to run.
Okay, talking with part two of what could be part four and five of Shotwood Racing this year, Austin Schott. La Crosse Speedway, of course. As we were talking with Alex, a lot of competition out there is awfully tough. You're running as a rookie. You got to take on that dip right there. What excites you about running that action track quarter mile lacrosse?
You don't have to slow down as much going into three and out of four. I mean, I like the teardrop style. Nothing's ever the same as far as Toma. You kind of know what lines to run every time you go out. Lacrosse is always different.
You know, one thing I've noticed at Toma with them really tight corners, at passing on the outside, you have got to be smooth and you can't bobble. How do you do it, man?
A lot of brake. Kind of feather the gas and punch the brake at the same time. You know, I'm still learning. You know, I've done a couple passes on the outside, but I'm no expert. I still have to learn. You know, I'm still going to learn 3 years from now how to do stuff. So,
and I think that's one of the cool rules at Toma, if you can force a three wide, but you have to be on the outside. If not, you're just going to get a black flag.
Well, it's
Jake Chalmers came out and showed everybody in a six-cylinder 2 weeks ago, I'm going to start dead last and end up in the top three in five or six laps because nobody knew he was on the outside like that.
Yeah, but with a four-cylinder or six-cylinder, that's possible. When you get these big eight-cylinders, you know, two wide, and like he just said, it's a challenge two wide.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Andy Moore, all of a sudden the Thunder cars from Elko come down, and nobody wants to run the outside, and when they went two wide, Andy forced them three wide twice, and they just closed the door, and there he was, just making circles. And like you said, Andy Moore's a pro at doing that. I mean, sure, we're going to have Bill Schott on next. I'm sure Bill knows how to get on up there, but at Toma, it's a scary thing, especially three.
Yep.
So
would
you try three if you thought you could get away with it?
Probably not. The car is not mine, and I don't want to wreck it. I've already put some bumps on it already.
And that's the thing about Toma. You can do that in turns one and two. I wouldn't recommend it because you're not going to survive the turn two wall once you get out that wide, because all of a sudden it's like, whoa, look how much space I have to run. It closes down real fast. Three and four, no way. But, Paul, you've seen this as much as I have.
Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, Alex, what challenges are there from going to the Grand Prix six-cylinder to the Caprice Hobby Stock here? What challenges have you experienced?
Paul said Caprice.
I like Caprice Classic.
Yes. It's been a challenge. You know, it's something I've always wanted to get in a big car, and I've been wanting to for 3 years now. So
he's been telling me that for the past 3 years.
To finally have the opportunity to run a big car, I couldn't thank Alex and Dad enough for it. I mean, it wasn't in my sights this season as far as racing at all. I was going to take a break, and, you know, it's an opportunity that I didn't want to give up because it wouldn't come again.
Okay, so we got a little less than 2 minutes here. Did Alex miss any of the sponsors?
I have a couple of my own, Colorful Sin out of Elk Mound, Wisconsin. Mobile Works Car Audio and Detailing out of Altoona.
Oh, Jonathan Eckelberg would just be upset with
that.
I
love
it. He looked at his hand.
Yeah, I thought he was going to memorize him until he opened the hand
it's
up.
It's not a cell phone, though.
Well, this is true. This is true.
No, The auto detailing place, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have had a car trailer beginning of the season. So, you know, they helped out a lot, and I'm still allowed to use it for work. So,
nice.
Without them, I wouldn't, you know, be able to afford a race. So, it's a lot of help from them.
That's Austin awesome. Schott trying to nail down Rookie of the Year at two different racetracks, and that would be Toma and La Crosse. He's a point leader at the Toma Sparta Speedway over Alex Rood, and he's currently also hanging on to fourth at La Crosse Speedway. Man, it's been a pleasure announcing your races this year. You can come up on my tower anytime you want, because I'll pick apart every single one for you.
Thank you.
All righty, that's Austin Schott. Well, man, there's some pressure on at the Toma Sparta Speedway when you talk about hobby stocks. When we come back, the man that probably knows more than both these guys, even though he's too quiet to even admit that.
We're done with the kids. Time to bring the old man out. Time to bring the patriarch.
Bill Schott and a surprise guest coming up next at Schott Rood Racing on the Midwest Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is open for customers in their dining room. They've weathered the virus and are now ready to welcome you back inside the dining room for lunch and dinner. They're practicing social distancing, extra cleaning, and sanitizing. For those who don't want to come inside, the drive-thru is open, and the outdoor picnic tables are clean and ready for your use. Big Boar Barbecue is open again, Highway 16 West Salem. Come enjoy a delicious mouthful or call 608-612-0387.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, the Tundra Super Late Models start their series with a 75-lap feature. The Sportsman and Northern Vintage Racing Series kick off more racing action. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highway 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on DellsRaceWayPark.com. The Tundra Super Late Models and spectacular fireworks tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Is it Groucho, Harpo, and Chico? No, it's Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back. Midwest Race Report rolling on through on a Saturday. Dells Raceway Park, the place to be tonight. Tundra first round. I'll be down there announcing the vintage and the six-cylinder class. And our next guest is still undecided whether he's going to be making the trip down to run the Sportsman at the Dells Raceway Park, part of the Carl Wagner.
You ain't got much time left to decide.
Yeah, I know. He's going to have to probably follow Paul and I as soon as we leave the studio. That's going to be a Sportsman driver, Bill Schott. I'm used to saying hobby stock, and I actually got it out the right way. Point leader at the Toma Sparta Speedway, and still some work to do. He's been traveling around Rockford and La Crosse and, of course, maybe some Dells Raceway Park. Bill, good to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me.
We talked to you last year. I think your wife was doing some filming down at Rockford. I think not even one. Samantha, was it two weekends in a row? Yeah, and I just happened to be sitting home one night. I'm like, hey, who's taping down at Rockford? And there's Bill, and I think it was Bill and Alex, right? Man, you liked it so much, you went back again this year.
That track feels like home. Sorry to say that to my home track, but it literally
okay, now, feels you're like going to have to explain that because you've raced at La Crosse for a long time. You raced at Toma for a long time. And I've heard other drivers say that it feels like a home track? Explain that.
I don't know. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. It's just the people are different. It's just, I don't know. It's like going from asphalt to dirt, and it's like going from north to south. I don't know.
Yeah, the thing about Rockford, have you been there before, Dan? Have you
only once. I went down to the Nationals. Kirshner and I went down years and years and years ago.
The thing about Rockford, for people,
froze.
Yeah, people listening who have never been to it before, it's like a mini Darlington, if you could picture that, because you're running up against a wall in the corners.
Yeah. The year I went down,
that's the easiest way to explain it.
I'm trying to think who was the late model driver that I just dropped his name. Johnny O works for him.
Tony Bagstad.
Tony Bagstad. He was brushed up in the turn two wall so many times that he came down around Oktoberfest. He had no number on his other side of his car, and he says, "I'm not going to replace this. This is what the damage he got from Rockford was."
Well, I don't think they're any rougher than we are at lacrosse. Just definitely faster. And if you like to support your local tracks or even branch out a little bit further, I would suggest you try it. It's an experience that you won't have at most tracks as far as driving style.
You've got some interesting names you're leading with the sportsman division at the Thomas Porter Speedway. Of course, Jason Backus should be back, I would think, by next week.
He took a hard hit a couple of weeks ago.
When you guys ran with the modifieds, and of course, you got out of that deal. Jake Schiller, Dave Troot, Michael Gilliman, of course, those guys made some stops down there. First, talk about Toma. New sportsman this year, and things, I think, are going better than you anticipated.
Yeah, way better than I thought. Bought the car off of John Ratke. Alex thought it was going to be a good idea. I thought, well, I'll go for rookie. It should be easy. And then I drove the car, and then, yeah, that's not so easy. And then as far as points, I'm the fortunate to be the one that showed up every night. And
right.
Jason got wrecked. I offered him my car to switch off every other week until he got his fixed. He doesn't want to do that. I don't know when he'll be back, but we'll help him come back. I mean, whatever it takes.
And, of course, one advantage you had buying John Radke's car, his wife Amy was going to drive that this year, and they had built another one for Fest, and they just couldn't get that one done for Jerry Ellsworth. John pretty much had that sportsman car done, ready to go to hit the racetrack, and then the virus hit and everything kind of slowed down. So it wasn't like you had to make a whole bunch of repairs to a car that sat all winter.
Didn't touch it. Took a wrap off, got rid of the green paint.
Tell you, then that thing was set up. I was down at John's. He does a lot of my vehicle stuff.
You know, it's funny, all the troubles that he had with that car, he finally gets it going, and then he ends up selling it. And you got it right on top of Toma, and, you know, impressive what you're doing at Toma, but talk about the first run you did at lacrosse, a little bit different than what you expected.
Well, knowing where I was points-wise, knowing that Jake Schiller is only a couple nights behind me, you know, and it only takes one bad night and things change. So when I go to these other tracks, lacrosse, I race for 5 laps and I let up.
Okay.
I don't want to wreck, and I have to fix that and then fix Alex's if he breaks, and we've been struggling with his car all season. It's just, it's happening to the wrong person.
Right.
You know? Austin's car was, I haven't even put a meter on his car, a gauge, nothing. His hit it out of the box.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So just got lucky. And Alex's, we're struggling. We're going to bring his other car back out in a couple weeks. And if he wants to drive that one, see if he does better, we're going to figure it out.
Then you've got driver number 4, Tyler Stuber, who's made some appearances this year.
Oh, wild child.
I thought that was Jake Hodenshaw that had that name.
Yeah, I think Tyler's got a new name.
What is the new name?
Wild Child.
Wild Child.
Wild
okay.
Child. I got
Wild
no
child.
Problem with that. Dells, we're going to be leaving up out of here to go to the Dells this afternoon. Have you decided whether you're going to run or not?
Well, gears in the car, probably.
Now, I think that's interesting. You know, I'm a microphone guy. I'm a headset guy. I'm not a car guy. I've watched a lot of information about gears this year. About someone will say, man, I ran the wrong gears at Toma. I ran the wrong gears at Dells or Jefferson or Rockford or whatever it is. Is there a big difference in a sportsman car when you look at the 4 or 5 tracks I mentioned when it comes to gears?
Everybody has their own preference. I like turning RPM. Some guys like turning a lot more RPM than me. And then there's guys like his nephew that don't really turn their motors up. But when you got a pile of poop to handle in car, you need to have gear.
Right.
Nice save there.
That was good.
That was good. Good. Well, you look at the different tracks. I mean, lacrosse, you're going to run a little bit lower gear because you're running longer down the straights, where places like Toma, maybe a little bit more gear to pull off the corner. Dell's a lot more gear because you got a long, you know, you got some space to run there. Rockford, same thing. You're going to go fast, but you're also going to stop real quick and make that hard left-hand turn. So there's a little bit of difference between them shorter tracks compared to the bigger tracks.
You know, a couple years ago, you and I hung out in the beer tent after, I'm not sure what race we had, and there was a band playing, and you were just kind of a one-man band back then. I want to say it was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Did you think that you were going to have this much of a team, this many drivers, this many cars in the stable 4 or 5 years later?
No. I'm tired. Very tired.
Have you liked watching the progression, though?
Well, I don't look at it that way, and I don't I don't see the progression. I don't – a lot of time in the shop, I don't see the progression as it grows around us or whatever. I guess I don't see it. I just focus on whatever I'm doing in front of me, and that's all I see. So I guess it's gotten bigger around us, but there's bigger teams.
Of course, last week, the fifth team member got pulled out of the grandstands that we had no clue who this individual was running the high school class. I'm yelling at Paul. He doesn't know. All of a sudden, I get a text from Bill's wife telling me what's going on. And is it Moni Mons or is it Monty Mons?
Monty Mons.
It's Monty Mons. Monica Stuber ran in the high school class last weekend. What'd you think? For someone that didn't even know you were going to be racing last Friday night.
I was kind of scared.
How did the conversation go? I mean, you're sitting back having popcorn and a Coca-Cola, and what happened?
Well, he comes up from the pits, and she's like, let's go. And I'm like, what? She's, I don't know.
had you ever turned a lap before last Friday?
No.
See her a bit bigger eyes got when you just asked
her
that?
I'm looking at her eyes right now. Were they that big when you went into the turn for the first time?
They were that big when she backed up out of the pit. She forgot to put it in drive.
So what did you think of your first time out on the racetrack?
She's trying not to swear. Was it fun? Is it something you don't ever want to do again?
It was fun. It was just, I felt weird the entire time. I don't really know what I was doing. So I was like, oh.
Well, neither did the other people in the class either, really.
So would you go back out and do it again?
Probably.
With a little more prep time than, hey, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you never thought you were going to have racing in your lifetime besides such a fantastic family that races, but is this something you think you may want to venture into a little bit more now?
A little bit, maybe.
And she was in, you weren't in the six-cylinder, were you?
No, she just raced the junior league, and then my wife's brother, actually the deal was he got to drive the car at either track as long as he kept it maintained for her or her brother in the junior class.
Okay.
So that's kind of how that came about.
So we could possibly see five of your family members racing in 2021.
Brian, if he shapes up his attitude and stays out of trouble, he could already been in a car.
Six. Holy man. Because you know, Mon, you're already racing next year. We're telling you are.
All right.
Yeah. See, she smiled. She liked that.
Charity bought a pink race suit.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. Yay. And okay. And what is it? Is it Monty Mons, right?
Monty Mons.
Next time you're in, I got to remember that because now you have a nickname for racing.
All right, Bill, we've gone through the other two here as far as sponsors are concerned. Do you have any to add to that? Uh-oh, he's got a piece of paper.
Yeah, this is
Mons,
great.
Mons handed him some paper.
So Lysol Construction and Snow Plowing, all around complete services, MJ Services and Contracting, the Sledgehammer, Brandon Gallagher, Merrick Graphics, Ben Allen.
Stuntman Ben Allen.
And then All-Star Elevator.
And then, of course, the shirt that you're wearing right now.
Oh, well, J&L, but Alex got him. But, yeah, of course, J&L. He sponsors. I mean, he just about hits every car in the state, I think.
I think he's up to, like, 75 different cars that guy's on. That's
incredible. A lot of diecasts.
Man, a lot of baskets, too. Good thing there's dollar stores around. And, again, I want to thank all the shots for coming on. Austin Schott and Alex Root and Bill Schott. Bill, you've been coming on for years. You guys are simply fantastic. And again, I'll extend that welcome. My hotel is your hotel next year. You guys want to do the smoker again?
Oh, well, of course.
That looks like a yes. I think.
I was thinking of something else.
He's got the Paul Reichert thing. He's about to nod off.
I was thinking I forgot to thank Alex for.
And if you want to see what all these voices actually look like, check out our TV show this weekend. They will all be on the TV show.
Yeah, we're going to make them comb their hair, too. That is Schott Rude Racing and Monica as well. And, boy, I tell you what, we can't wait to see what's in store for this entire race team coming up next year. When we come back, Reichert Race. No, actually, I'm going to say like I did last week. It's a Weicker Waste Rewind.
Oh, you were wee-wee good at that.
That's exactly right. Midwest Race Report coming back right after this.
Hi, this is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union. Since 1939, TACU has been locally owned and operated. When you're a member of TACU, your deposit dollars are put to work right here in Toma, helping grow our local community. TACU relies on personal service, local decisions, and making a difference in our members' lives. We invite you to be a member of Toma Area Credit Union. If you haven't tried us before, now is the time. Stop in and become a member owner today. Federally insured by NCUA.
Making a difference every day. Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll not only get better parts at better prices, you'll also get highly trained, friendly, and knowledgeable parts professionals. From replacement parts to tools and accessories, O'Reilly Auto Parts is dedicated to helping you get the parts you need at everyday low prices and with the great service you deserve. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tonight at Dells Raceway Park, the Tundra Super Late Models start their series with a 75-lap feature. The Sportsman and Northern Vintage Racing Series kick off more racing action. To cap off the night, a huge fireworks extravaganza. Gates open at 3, racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highway 12 and 16 or exit 85 off I-90-94. Find more info on DellsRaceWayPark.com. The Tundra Super Late Models and spectacular fireworks tonight at Dells Raceway Park.
Spanning the globe for news about short track racing, back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report here on 101.3, 1460 WBOG, and at BogCountry.com to the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Matter of fact, Shorty down in Florida has the new TuneIn app because it changed when we went to Bog Country. So he now has that, and he's out grilling as we speak in front of his pool in Florida.
Yeah, we got to say hi to Shorty in Florida, and then totally up in the opposite end of the world, got to say hi to Tim Carlson and his wife Della listening up in Alaska.
Yeah, we just got their you know, they got married, but they're going to have the reception at my hotel in December. So we just got that sewn up here.
That's awesome.
That's going to be kind of cool. Going to be heading out this afternoon. Of course, next week's race report by Paul Reichert is going to be loaded because you've got several lacrosse races to throw in there, several Toma races to throw in there, and, of course, the big Tundra race going on at Dells Raceway Park that we're going to be going down to this afternoon.
But it is time to find out who won in the last week or so. North, south, east, and west, he combs the interwebs. He's looking for winners and even a few across the border. It is time for Paul Reichert and the Reichert Race Rewind.
Thank you, Bill. We'll start with Wednesday night, the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Port Royal, Pennsylvania. Anthony Macri scored the win. Johnny Scott won the Lucas Oil Midwest Late Model Series race at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. Thursday at State Park Speedway, the CBRA Late Models in Action. Twin Features went to Paul Payne and Mark the King, Mackesy.
The King.
Yes, at Kakona. Bobby Kendall won the Super Late Model feature. Did you see the save made by Sawyer Eifers in that
feature?
I did see that.
He went dead sideways.
Yeah. Brian Monday won again in the Late Models. American Sprint Car Series at Caney Valley Speedway in Caney, Kansas. Save that three times fast. Sam Hagerty Jr.
You just did.
Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at Outlaws Motor Speedway in Ocata, Oklahoma.
Ah. OKTAHA. Jesse Stovall, the winner. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars Night 1 at the Jackson Nationals, Jackson, Minnesota, went to Brad Sweet. Friday, Justin Mondyke won the Super Late Model Feature at Golden Sands. Johnny Broken won the Wasota Modified Feature at Begondic Law up in Superior. Josh Angst again in the USRA Modified at Mississippi Thunder, 2 in a row for him. Nick Quinnell won the Modified Feature at Tomah Sparta. ARCA ran at Pocono Friday. Chandler Smith, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at 411 Motor Speedway in Seymour, Tennessee. Jimmy Owen stays right out. His third win in a row.
Nice.
Yep. Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models at the night one at the Salina High Bank Speedway in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Peyton Looney, the winner.
You practiced that, didn't you?
POWRA Midgets, Charlestown, Illinois. Michael Kofold, the winner. Night one for the Southern Super Series at Five Flags Speedway. This was the first round of their Blizzard Series at Pensacola. Steven Nassi, the winner. Justin Grant won the USAC Sprint Car Race at Plymouth, Indiana. World of Outlaws Late Models, night one at Lernerville Speedway in Sarver, Pennsylvania for the Firecracker 100. Brandon Shepard, the winner. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, night two at Jackson, Minnesota, went to Logan Schuchart. Johnny Whitman won the AMCA Modified Feature at 141 Saturday. Cedar Lake saw Pat Doerr win the NASCAR Late Model Feature. Michael Brueggemann, the USRA.
He's been around a long time.
Michael Brueggemann, the USRA Late Model Feature. Jacob Bleese won the USRA Mod Feature at Deer Creek. At the Dells, the Dick Trickle 99, Ryan Farrell scored the win.
That was an impressive pass.
And still hasn't shaved.
Yes, and Tim Sargent won the 602 Late Model Feature.
Hey, Dale Nass, I haven't heard his name in a long time.
Yeah, Dale Nassad won the Late Model Feature at Jeff Jefferson. Mike Anderson, the Wisconsin Modified Feature at Rice Lake. Rockford finally got their season started. Dennis Smith Jr., former Roadrunner champion, scored his first ever NASCAR late model win.
Nice.
At Shawano, Brett Swedberg won the late model feature. Lucas Lamberis, the IMCA modified feature. American Sprint Car Series at I-30 Speedway in Little Rock, Arkansas. Another win for Sam Haferteep Jr. Wayne Hallowell Jr. won the American Canadian Tour Race at Oxford Plains Speedway up in Maine. Two-day show for the ARCA Menards West Series at the Utah Motorsports Campus Road Course out there in Utah. First Saturday's feature went to Jesse Love. That's his name. That's his real name.
Dude.
Wow.
Put Lucas, a little too much love in there.
Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, the Talladega Short Track in East Tuboga, Alabama. Jimmy Owens wins again.
Wow, you've been mentioning him a lot lately.
Yeah, Lucas Oil Midwest Late Models, night two at Salina High Banks. Johnny Scott, the winner. Moto America ran at Road America, their second time in the month here. Saturday's A main went to Cameron Bobier. Race of Champions modifies at Lake Erie Speedway in Northeast Pennsylvania. Matt Hirschman, the winner. Night two for the Southern Super Series at Five Flag Speedway was won by Bubba.
Bubba.
Yep. Eddie Secord won the Spears Modified Tour at Curry County Raceway Park in Bakersfield, California. Top Gun Super Late Model 6-Pack Series at 417 Southern Speedway in Punta Gorda, Florida. Michael Goddard, the winner. Night 2 for the World of Outlaws Late Models at Lernerville for the Firecracker 100. The Big A Main went to Cade Dillard. And World of Outlaws Sprint Cars final night, the Big A Main for the Jackson Nationals, Logan Schuchart scored the victory. Sunday at Dubuque, IMCA Modified Feature went to Tyler Madigan. Eric Pollard, the IMCA Late Model Feature. Gondic Law Speedway Missouri had a special Sunday show with So Late Models headlined. Make it 2 in a row in the Wasso Late Models for Pat Doerr.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Pat's on a roll.
Yeah. ARCA Menards Series Day 2 at Utah won to Blaine Perkins. Moto America Day 2 at Road America was won by Bobby Fawn. Pass North Tour at Oxford Plains Speedway in Oxford, Maine. Nick Sweet scored the victory. SCCA Trans Am Series at Mid-Ohio. Thomas Merrill scored the win. Nice. Now I'll wrap it up for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
You know what's missing right here? No Kyle Larson this week. But, hey, we got to get out. We got one more segment to go. We'll get you all set up for Dells Raceway Park and a couple other tracks around the area. You are listening to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hear that? That's the sound of breakfast. Jerry here, and breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue. Come join us Monday through Friday, serving breakfast from 5:30 to 11. Pancakes, waffles, biscuits, and gravy. And yes, eggs too, any way you want them. Choose from three different hashes made fresh to order. Pulled pork, brisket, or boudin. Yes, sir, breakfast is back at Big Boar Barbecue, and it's a mouthful.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day.
Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices, and our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's the white flag, just one more lap on the Midwest Race Report on Fog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. Midwest Race Report, the voice, Radio Man Dan Dykstra, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Record. Hey, if you're not going to be venturing away from the La Crosse area today, we would encourage you to head out to the La Crosse Speedway. They have cars on the racetrack. It is the legendary Freedom Car and Bike Show today. It's from it started at 10 o'clock this morning. It's going until 4. The vehicles just got done entering when the show started at noon. They're going to have trophies awarded at 3 o'clock. There's food on the grounds. There's beer on the grounds. Car registration, $10 if you are going to try to get yourself in there. Spectators, if you're going to be hitting the grandstands or you're going to be on the track, it's a $2 minimum donation, which goes to the local food pantries. And then join the legendary Freedom Cruise after the show. It's the Freedom Car and Bike Show. This, I think, is the 16th annual this year held at the Speedway. And it's kind of near and dear to my heart because the proceeds go to the Freedom Honor Flight. And, of course, my hotel has been the host hotel for both flights now, I think, for the past 6 years. They do a flight in the spring and one in the fall. So head on out to today at the La Crosse Speedway till 4 o'clock, the legendary Freedom Car and Bike Show. Paul and I are about here ready to hit the road.
Yeah, Dells Raceway Park tonight, Tundra Series Round 1, the Carl Wagner Memorial featuring the Super Late Models. They will also have the Sportsman, the Upper Midwest Vintage Series, and Six Cylinders, plus a huge fireworks show. If you're going to be down in the southern part of the state or in Illinois, Rockford Speedway will be running tonight. Also, Jefferson Speedway, 7 o'clock for Jefferson, 7:07 for Rockford.
All righty, and again, Tundra Super Late Models are going to kick off Dells Raceway Park tonight. Racing begins at 6. Tundra is going to be running a 75-lap North American Cup dedicated to Carl Wagner. Vintage feature, I think, is probably going to be between 15 and 20 laps. They'll determine that based on car count. And the V6, first time they're going to have a show like this at Dells Raceway Park.
They expect will be a lot of cars for that one.
A 20-lapper, and I would expect all of La Crosse, Toma, probably some Jefferson, and a lot of Madison to be showing up at Dells Raceway Park tonight, and we will see you down there. That's going to do it for the program. Really quickly, our sponsors, want to thank them.
Big Boy Barbecue, TACU Credit Union, J&L Collectibles, NorthstarCustoms.com, FansArena.com, Midwest Racing Connection, and OOO O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Ow!
For our producer, Jesse Paul Reichert, Bill Niles, I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Dykstra. We will see you on the microphone tonight at Dells Raceway Park and back at Toma next Friday, La Crosse next Saturday. Thanks for listening. This is 101.3 AM 1460, Fog Country.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem, by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day, by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul, by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, and by TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and AM 1460.